The short week's over. We're back on schedule. We just finished our Wednesday practice and got the first part of our normal game plan in, and so the short week part's behind us.
Kyle back in the lineup?
Kyle practiced today, yes, which is good.
Who's Vince today?
We've got a couple guys with some virus stuff going, so we just sent them both home.
Coach, your familiarity with the Packers, how does that help you as you get ready for this game?
Means from the standpoint of preseason. Yeah. Well, you know, in the fourth preseason game, you really don't do much. Their offense, their quarterback played one play. And you know, there's some familiarity, you know, from this standpoint. It's the player. You're familiar with the player because you played a couple series against them. But, you know, we played the starters, but they made substitutions real early. So, you know, we have to become familiar with them, their scheme and everything that they're doing just real quickly this week.
What stands out about Rodgers on film is his numbers look pretty good.
Well, he runs very well. He throws very well on the run. He'll pull it down, run for first downs, and he's a very accurate passer. And he can see, moves in the pocket well. He's just a good player. You know, this is a huge test for our defense. This football team we're playing very, very solid in all areas. Special teams, offense, and defense. They run it. They throw it well. They score touchdowns, and they're very good on defense. They have very few weaknesses whatsoever.
Greg Jennings, a pretty strong deep threat with his ability, 8.5 yards a catch.
Well, I mean, that would suggest that he can catch the long ball, but the driver also can get down the field. He's done that for a number of years.
The average, is that him? Is that on deep balls? Is that him breaking tackles?
No, it's big plays down the field. Yeah, they're built. They're built to make big plays down the field.
History has shown that it's tough for teams to play on Monday night to get fired back up for Sunday. You've been through it before. How do you get this team re-fired up for Sunday?
This team's ready to go. They came in ready to work today, focused, and we know we had to back down a little bit physically today, but you know they'll be ready.
What sort of advantage, if any, do the Packers have by having the having had the bye week?
Well, I mean, I think you can list advantages and disadvantages, you know. I mean, certainly they had the opportunity to rest up and heal up and get some players back. And if they so decided or so choose, they'll have extra time to, you know, really fine-tune the game plan. But, you know, there's something to be said for not interrupting your momentum either. You know, just playing week after week after week.
They look like they're healing up with a chance for Harris and Bigby to get back. How much can that maybe help their secondary as well as they're playing?
Their secondary is not struggling. So they've got a very solid secondary. So if they get the two stars back, then they're only going to be that much better.